coming up on October 4th, this coming Saturday, it's the annual JVS Community Appreciation Days. The Lorain County JVS is opening the doors for the public to come by. A lot of activities taking place. And Tina Salyer from the JVS joins us this morning to share some of the details. Good morning, Tina. Thanks.
Good morning. Thanks. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well today. And Saturday from 10 to 3. Now, Craig, you can't start a Saturday without some pancakes, so they've decided to do that.
As pancakes and pizza.
Really?
And burgers.
Is that leftover?
There you go. They've got me covered right there.
Don't forget Big Dog. Yeah.
So let's talk about some of the things. What's going on?
Well, it's our fourth annual Community Appreciation Day. We started this event as kind of a levy thing 4 years ago. We wanted to get people on our campus, but then we sort of had this aha moment and said, you know what? The community does so many wonderful things for Lorain County JVS and supports us all the time. So we're going to do this event every year, and it's just a way to get people on our campus to have some free, fun activities and just say thank you. So some of the new things we're doing this year is although the event starts at 10, we're doing an early bird pancake breakfast, and our National Technical Honor Society and our PTA is sponsoring that. So $5, all you can eat pancakes beginning at 8 o'clock. They're going to be a classic car show. And weather permitting, we're going to do a free car wash. Our career readiness and career exploration students are coming in on Saturday morning, and they're going to wash cars. So those are some of the new things that are going on. First Federal Savings is providing ice cream for everyone. So there's going to be a free ice cream social. So after you eat your pancakes, you can have some of that ice cream. Our salon that's operated by both our high school and adult cosmetology students is going to be open to the public for free nail painting and hand massage. That's always one of our most popular events. They're kind of lined up around the building for those hand massages.
They had a special open house on Wednesday. How did that go?
They did. We had lots of people come in. Thank you for noticing it. Yeah, the salon opened October 1st, our daytime salon. So it went very well. We had a lot of new visitors to the salon that day to see what that's a great value in Lorain County for those salon services for the ladies.
There's nothing like the customer service that has to be added to the technical element of just learning that kind of business.
Absolutely. They have to understand how to do the invoicing and book the appointment. So it's all a part of the learning process for our students.
Community Appreciation Day on Saturday. You mentioned some of the things. What other things do you have going on kind of?
Well, another big part of the Community Appreciation Day is the Senior Health Fair. So the Southern Lorain County Office on Aging has their big health fair. It's an annual event for them. Used to be at the fairgrounds, but now it's a part of our Community Appreciation Day. It makes it a lot easier for those seniors to get out of their cars and into the building. Much shorter ride. Metro Parks is providing a little bus to help them get from the parking lot into the building. So there's going to be over 50 vendors there. Southern Lorain County Office on Aging provides a free lunch for seniors, anybody 60 and older. So that's a very big draw. It's a great opportunity for seniors to come out and get in our building. One of the things the seniors request every year are chocolate-covered strawberries, specially prepared by our culinary arts students. That used to be a staple at the fairground event. So our culinary students will be doing that for the seniors, doing a little dipping and sampling presentation. Our English teachers get together and do a free book fair. So while you're out at the JVS, you want to pick up a few magazines, a few puzzles, free books. That's just something we do for the public. So that's another really cool event.
Now, you mentioned seniors. What about for the little kids? Anything for youngsters?
Thank you for reminding me. Our early childhood education program students will be there, and they're doing Halloween activities for the students. So it's going to be a series of 8 games in our main hallway. So kind of a little mini fun festival for the itty bitties. And our landscape and greenhouse management students, if anybody's looking for some outside mums, they do a $5 mum sale with Humongous Mums. So a great, great opportunity to stock up on your fall mums.
Tina, you talk about landscaping, and this is maybe related in a way. People who have not been down there in recent times might not have seen that 9/11 memorial. Tell us about that, how it came together and what it might look like for people who have not been there?
Well, that will absolutely be available for the public to view. And actually, it's available always when the school is open. We dedicated our 9/11 memorial 3 years ago. The centerpiece is an actual section of an I-beam taken from the wreckage of the World Trade Towers. It was kind of a personal passion of a former employee of ours who was a volunteer firefighter. He actually drove to New York. The New York Port Authority made these beams available. We brought it back to the JVS. Our welding students cut it into four pieces. The other three pieces went to other educational and social groups for memorials as well. We brought the community and our students together to create and design the memorial, construct the memorial, and every year our landscape students landscape it with yellow mums to kind of represent the yellow ribbon of remembrance. So it's really worth seeing, too, if you're on our campus on Saturday.
Is that something you can see on the road, or is it?
It's on the very front of our campus, so you definitely can view it from 58.
Okay.
But and at night, two beams of light illuminate it, which again represent the World Trade Center. There's a lot of symbolism embedded in it. I could talk for hours on it, but you can see it from the road. But again, you're allowed to pull in and. You know, our carpentry students built the benches that are there and view that anytime the school is open. And we're open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. most days, of, you know, Monday through Friday.
Right. Well, that serves the community well.
Yes,
because
it does.
As many of the people that are using your services, getting more education, have jobs that they need
That's
to
right.
be at.
So. Well, our adult career center kicks into gear, you know, as soon as those high schoolers leave. So, you know, our building's open morning and night.
How many students there now, and how many adults in the...
We have about 1,100 students on campus. So we're a big high school. We actually serve 9th through 12th graders. The bulk of it is 11th and 12th graders, but we have 9th and 10th grade programs too. And then, you know, through the course of the year, we serve about 3,000 adults. And that's in the course of full-time job training where, you know, like our adult cosmetology students are committed for 2 years. 4 days a week from 5 to 9 every night, including summer months. But then, you know, we also have those, you know, cake decorating and conversational Spanish and those kind of programs that people kind of pop in and pop out of. So, you know, we're a big place.
We're talking with Tina Salyer this morning about the Community Appreciation Days coming up on October 4th at the Lorain County JVS. It kicks off with the early bird pancake breakfast at 8 o'clock. Activities get underway, I think, around, 10 o'clock?
Around 10 o'clock.
And I'm looking at different demonstrations and things you can learn about. There's a home repair demonstration.
Our construction trades instructors will be there, again, in the front hallway, giving people some tips about, you know, things that we all need to know. Like, I was fixing my toilets last night, so I think there's a plumbing demonstration, and our industrial electricity instructor is going to talk about high efficiency light bulbs. So just things that, you know, might be of interest to the general public. And I also wanted to mention too that from 10 to 3, the Lorain County General Health District is having a flu shot clinic on our campus. So that's a great opportunity. There's no out-of-pocket expenses. So that's a real service to the community. Bring your insurance cards if you have them. No insurance, no problem.
This is also one of the United We Sweat activities. You can walk the building.
You can.
And
if you walk the building and do our trail we've
mile?
A mile. Okay. Oh, we're 10 acres under roof. So we've cut down the United We Sweat event because, you know, we want people to do it. It'll enter you into a drawing for a free 3-month family membership at the Avon YMCA. So it's worth taking the little bingo card we've created, doing the little tour around the building, and dropping your name into that basket for that drawing.
Too good. I mentioned to Tina before we went on the air that tomorrow Craig and I were going to be at Nordson as part of the kickoff for the manufacturing month that they have going on. The JVS plays a big part in kind of getting future manufacturing employees out
Absolutely.
There.
Lorain County is still a hotbed of manufacturing, and We have a manufacturing academy. We have programs in our adult career center. So both, and we have trouble recruiting students for those programs. And there are good, high-paying jobs in the manufacturing field. So October is National Manufacturing Month. It's a way to highlight the job opportunities, the training opportunities. Our students and our programs in the Manufacturing Academy are Project Lead the Way, which is a pre-engineering program, computerized design and drafting, welding and fabrication, and precision machine technology. Great programs. Our students are going to be a part of a panel. They're going to have the opportunity. We're having employers come in at the end of the month, an employer panel, and they'll get to take part in that, ask questions. We're also taking our students on tour. That's kind of something we do every year and throughout the year, but they will be visiting Ridge Tool and a company in Avon Lake, whose name escapes me at the moment, but they'll be actually taking that tour as a way to learn about what's out there and what the opportunities are for them after they graduate.
Right, because many times when you're looking to see what career or what path do I want to take, you have to sort of look to see not only what do I love to do, but is there a future in this as far as employment?
We can tell you there's a future as far as employment. We get more job orders than we have students to fill in manufacturing. So I would encourage any of your listeners who think that might be a career choice for them, for their high schooler or as an adult career choice, to give Lorain County JVS a call. There are good jobs in that field.
Right. And as we've talked, computers are a big part of manufacturing.
Absolutely.
So there's a lot of things that have to do with math and programming, and that it may not all be hands-on, physical hands-on, but there's
and we were talking earlier about CNC programming. So a lot of machining these days is automated machining. So you're writing the programs to manufacture the part. It's a great career field. And again, it's not your father's, it's not the dirty shop floors anymore. Most of the environments are very clean, very automated. And, for kids grow up with computers. So that's much more appealing to them than running greasy machines. And that's the way the industry is in this day and age.
Well, most things that we have, we own things that have parts. Those parts have to be made somewhere and come from someplace.
Yep. That's what everything.
It's all about there as well. I see you got fire trucks and Stomper there. This is another exciting thing.
Yeah, Stomper we had last year, and Stomper is a very popular guy. Let me tell you, we had to invite him back because from the little kids to the senior citizens loved Stomper. And I happen to know that Stomper's goal in life is to be a professional mascot. Like, he wants to be a professional college mascot, so he's a very good Stomper. So, he'll be there from 11 to 12.
And you have, as well, other displays, ambulance, fire trucks, and things, too, so people can come out and see those, as well as you mentioned the cars. Now, is there people signing up for this car show? Is that going on right now?
Yes. There are usually about 100 cars that show up. It's called a classic car show. I do hear, however, if it rains, sometimes they don't show up. But the rain's not supposed to come, I think, till later in the day. So that's always it's always a very cool thing to walk through.
Well, you do say rain or shine. So regardless
rain or
of the
shine,
weather,
we're hoping for shine, but it's definitely rain or shine.
Again, it's the Community Appreciation Day at the Lorain County JVS 58 and Route 20, right there on the corner. And you can come out Saturday. It starts at 10 to 3, but of course you get there early from 8 to 10. Craig, Craig likes to bring his own syrup with him when he goes.
You bring your own syrup.
I gotta pack my own maple syrup.
We'll give you all the pancakes you want.
Sounds good. Tina, thanks for sharing the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.